What is up, everyone? One second while I get everything adjusted where you can hear me a little better. Need to zip up my jacket. Or I could just clip it to my shirt, actually. Hell with zipping up the jacket. One moment. Bear with me, guys. Sorry. My dang cord's a little tangled up. All right. Should be better now. All right. So, man, how's everybody's weekend? Hope you guys had a good one. I had a pretty fucking dope one. We booked our trip. We actually leave tomorrow. You guys know we spend a lot of time in Tennessee. That's definitely where me and my wife, we love it there. We're definitely going to end up building a house out there for sure whenever I get my mansion money. Or maybe even before that, I don't know. We might just end up moving out there to rent something or something. I don't know. Who knows what the future will bring for the Pate family. But anyways, my wife's birthday's on the 2nd, and then, of course, New Year's. So the ball's dropping out there, right? And we want to see the ball drop. It's the first year they've ever done it. So it's a pretty cool thing. It's going to be in Gatlinburg where we're going to be. We got our room for pretty cheap, too, man. I think we paid like $99 a night. Something like that. It's pretty sweet. So today I gotta go get my hair cut, man. I gotta go get a fucking like an oil change, make sure the tires and stuff's good, all that kind of good stuff. But this morning, man, let me go back a little bit. Last night I kind of had this idea. I was like, okay, what's the vision? So I posted on Facebook what the vision is. I wanted everybody to see it. I wanted it in stone and in public, so everybody can see me accomplish it later. You know what I'm saying? I love doing that kind of shit. It's just fun. So I posted that I will have a storefront this year, 2020, and I will also double my online presence this year. So that was a bold statement, right? Because my presence is pretty decent. It took me 3 years to get the present I have now. You see what I mean? So that my audience, it didn't just come overnight. You know what I'm saying? This was a process that took me quite some time to establish, right? Well, there's this new app, and it's not all that new. It's actually been around for a while. You've all heard it. You've all been seeing it. Even me, I've seen it. I've watched other people looking at it, and I've told myself, man, hell with that. I'm not doing that shit. Blah blah blah. And the app's called TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. So, you know, after I made that, like I said, I made that post, and like I said, it's a bold statement, so I went to doing my research. I went to the social media apps. You know, I went to my app store, and I went and I looked at the reviews, and I looked at the downloads of the social media apps that I could find right now. And TikTok has 500 million plus with a 4.6 rating, and it's a relatively new app, like newer than most of the big players anyways, is what I mean. I wasn't looking for just the new guy that's just popping up. I'm looking for players that are already in the game, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, TikTok stood out. 500 million downloads, that's a lot of fucking eyeballs, you know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, what kind of shit do these guys do? And then, you know, what really got my attention on it is, I would say like 2 weeks ago, my wife downloaded it. And she's been watching it, and it has had a good amount of her attention. And see, I day trade attention. So I took that into great note, because up until that point, I was under the impression that TikTok was for the younger kids, right? Well, now here's my 21-year-old wife, about to be 22 on the 2nd, but still, right now she's still 21, and she's on TikTok and laughing her ass off and watching it for, shit, I know she sat for at least an hour a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Just scrolling up, liking, commenting, fucking just finding people she wants, following them, you know what I'm saying? She's already got like a little following of people that she's watching, shit like that. And then today, her sister hits her up about somebody that had went to school with, this done kind of got like a little TikTok famous. He's getting like 4,000 or 5,000 you know, views on pretty much everything he's posting. He's doing some like some kind of funny shit. And so all that's in my mind. I'm like, okay, man, this app is live. It's new. And people are loving it, man. And then as, you know, as like I said, as my wife was watching this shit, I was watching some of the shit with her. She's showing me the videos, you know what I mean? And I'm laughing, you know, I'm like, it's fun. It's a fucking fun app. It's enjoyable. Like, I had fun and I was enjoying it with her. And that's what this shit's doing. It's bringing people together, making people laugh and have fun together again. You see what I mean? And people are doing videos together. It's fucking great. Because people were getting separate, right? So, and there's no, like, judging. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's okay if there's bloopers and shit. That's what it's for. They want bloopers. So, people don't have to be as perfect as they would say, like, on Facebook. People are nervous, like, with Facebook Lives and doing videos and stuff on, like, social media platforms like that. Because everything's so edited. Everything's so perfect. You know what I mean? People look so great. Or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? But I'll have you guys know that I made my account on TikTok today. And I swear, I shit you guys not, within my first like 30 minutes on TikTok had 400 views on my video. And then I posted another one. It was just some pictures that I had on my phone of some stores that I had done with a little, add a little music to it. It's little things you can do like this. Just add a little music to a couple of screenshots of some stores. Boom, it got 400 views. That's over 800 in my first hour. You see what I'm saying? Because that happened in like another 30 minutes. Boom, another 400 views, like I'm saying. So then in that time, I've already got like seven friends on my TikTok, like 24 likes and like 800 and something views in my first hour. So that proves that the attention's there. And what else does that give for Dustin? What kind of lights did that shine in my eyes? Because during this time, I'm scrolling through TikTok and now I'm consuming. I'm seeing what's up. What's on this thing? What are they doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for my interest. I'm searching hashtags and shit. Seeing what these guys are doing. You see what I'm saying? And I'm just going to stay relevant with it. I'm going to stay right there in the middle of all that shit. And now I have like 5 videos up already. I just posted another one. I haven't even seen the views that they have acquired yet. After I get off this podcast, who knows? I'll be at a couple thousand. You see what I'm saying? And what was my statement yesterday? That this year, I will double my online presence. Well, with TikTok, I almost done it in an hour. You know what I mean? 800 people haven't seen my... Shit. I get like 2,000 unique Facebook page views a month. I just got 800 views on TikTok in an hour. You see what I mean? The energy's there, man. It's live. They're looking for shit to look at, man. They're looking for new shit. Go feed them, man. You got something for them. You have to be where it's at. And right now, man, I'm telling y'all, bet your money on TikTok, guys. I don't give a fuck what you think. Like my wife was even saying it. She was like, well, it's a lot of mostly younger kids. And I was like, okay, but what do you think they're gonna be one day? They're gonna be grown. And who do you think they're going to choose to shop with? The motherfucker that they grew up with on TikTok, that they've been laughing with for years, that they understand. You see what I'm saying? That they feel like they have a connection with. That they will automatically remember, register with them if they see your name or your picture or anything like that anywhere. They're going to choose you. You see what I'm saying? It's just about getting your face out there. That's why I'm saying I day trade attention. The more I'm heard, the more my face is seen, the more I'm out there. When it comes time for a decision, you know, based on anything that I do, my name and my picture is going to, boom, pop up in their mind. And this year is all about finding new ways to do that and ways to do it stronger, harder, and faster. You know what I'm saying? Because it's time for that. And, dude, I'm telling you guys, TikTok, don't sleep on fucking TikTok. I'm telling you that I'm going to go viral on TikTok. And I'm telling you early. Because I see the power in it. I see how easy it is. I see how much room there is. There's people hungry for what I'm already giving out. You see what I'm saying? I've only given out a few videos so far. Little short videos that were easy as fuck to make. You know, like one of them, I'm holding like some money and shit. I had some money. So I was like, fuck it. My first one, I know it'll probably get some views. Let's do some money. Boom. Put the money in there. Changed my voice to sound like I was on like Narcos or something. You know how like on TV when it's like them shows about fucking, like, what's it called? Like Drugs Inc. or something like that. They mumble out their voice, like muffle it, where you can't tell who the person is. I did my voice like that. And like I said, I got like 400 views fast. And that'll only go up. It ain't like they're gonna go back away, like they're just gonna take my views away. No, man, people are still watching it. People are enjoying it. It's funny. You know? I made it funny. That's all you gotta do. And then right behind the funny one, that's gonna snatch their attention, bring them in. I threw the screenshots of the stores and shit. What I do. You see what I mean? So now as they go through my TikTok, they get a picture of what I do before they ever even have to speak to me, honestly, before they ever even know me, they're gonna know me. It's dope. So that's why I definitely want you guys to take that into consideration this year when you're thinking about like how to move forward, how maybe you could scale. You got something going on that you're wondering how to get more eyes on it. Just go where the eyes are, man. Pull out your phone, go to the Play Store, search, you know, social apps, social media apps, whatever the fuck you want to search. Search them each by name. However, look up, you know, just see where the eyes are. And then go be where they're at. Quit trying to get all the eyes just to come see you in one spot. And just go where all the eyes are. And you'll get a lot further. That's what I've noticed. I've learned it. And I'm getting a lot better at it. You'll find the place to where it kind of clicks for you, like I'm saying, like TikTok. For me, it was just a second nature. It's natural. It's fun. You see what I'm saying? So find that for you. Like when I tried Twitter. Twitter wasn't my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I never go back to the app. Honestly, I go time to time. I'll go post something on there just to, you know, try to keep my page relevant. Just in case somebody searches my name that has seen my content somewhere else, they can find me there. You know what I'm saying? I am there. I'm just not active, like full-fledged in there. And you gotta be. And to be, you have to like it. You see what I'm saying? You have to be having fun. So if writing is your thing, you know what I mean, this year, you probably would want to be on Twitter, Facebook, something where you can, you know, get a good amount of text in. Without, you know, character limits and shit like that, because other platforms like Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat, these platforms like this, they want you know short videos, clips, pictures. That's the kind of content that their people are there for. That's the kind of content that'll do well. So you definitely have to take that in consideration as well. So what do you enjoy creating? And then go find out where the eyes are that love that content and put it there. Put all of it there. Put a shitload of it there. Put extra of it there. Go, you know what I mean? Like today, my first couple hours, I got 5 videos up on fucking just random shit, you know, on TikTok. But I'm getting the views, I'm getting the attention. That's all it's about. Keep the attention. While you have it, hold it. Don't let it go back anywhere else, you hell. I just got my hands on 800 people. I'm trying to milk them now. Trying to turn those 800 eyes that I just got, trying to turn them into at least 8 clients. 10% success rate is beautiful with those kind of numbers. You know what I'm saying? So that's where your focus should be. Getting the numbers up, because then the clients will just, it'll have to come. There's no doubt about it. Without a doubt. You'll be able to make it where you're going. You know, like, what's your goal? You know what I mean? Like, mine is to grow unbelievably fast. So I need to be, like I said, something like TikTok. It's exactly what I need. I needed a platform like that, a fast platform. Man, where they can just jump right in there, see my shit, man. It's great for me. It works out super great for me. So I know a lot of you guys will be the same. Like somebody was saying not long earlier, just earlier actually, they were like, you know, I haven't thought about that, because I was like, use the kids, use the dogs, use something that's funny. You know what I mean? Your life's not just boring and dull. show it. That's what TikTok's for. And then here and there, throw in some shit about what you do. Boom. Attention. You got it. You suck them in. You see what I mean? That's all it is. And they want it. They want to be sucked in. They're on the app. They want. They're fucking there to watch your fucking content. You just have to give them content worth watching. Which is easy when there's not that many people giving out the content. Like I said, there's only 500 million. There's 6 billion people in the world. You know what I'm saying? So the amount of actual content creators is so small on TikTok right now. Well, decent ones. You know, because, like I said, it's a lot of children. Out of those 500 million, probably 200 million are old enough or even creating content. You know what I'm saying? Really. Which, of course, the kids create content, too, because it's fun. But as far as I mean, like, actual competition content for people like us, there's not none. There's not enough. There's not enough to scare me away, I tell you that for a fact. So let's get it, man. This is our year, dog. We're so on it this year. Like, man, we're starting off good. Got shit lining up just how I need it to. You know, life's being good to me. I'm taking a trip. Shit, man, we take so many trips. But we deserve them, you know what I mean? Because we work for them. We put in this shit, you know what I'm saying? And we don't only just keep it to ourselves. I give it back. I give the knowledge back. As soon as I fucking found this good shit, what'd I do? I couldn't wait to jump on the podcast and tell you guys about it. You know, and I want you guys to go look me up too on TikTok. It's at CEO Dustin Pate. You'll see me. Go follow me, man. Check us out. It's going to be fun. But, yeah, man, I give it straight back. Like, as soon as I get a little bit of something, I run it to y'all guys, man. I run to you guys with it. Because I don't want to be the only one, you know, that's onto this shit. It seems like it only comes to me some reason. That's, you know, of course it's not, but I get that feeling a lot. I get that feeling like if I don't tell nobody, nobody will. You know what I'm saying? I get the feeling like I'm the only one that's got your back. And so that's why I keep coming back like this. I keep coming back with the energy, you know what I'm saying? Of let's get it, man, because it ain't lost. The energy ain't lost. Fuck. My energy's pumping so good this morning, bro, because I'm doing what I said. That's a good feeling. I love that shit. I literally said it yesterday. I'm going to double my online presence. Boom. Next day, did it. Mission accomplished. But I don't quit. I ain't stopping there, man. I'm keeping on. I got shit to do. That's why I'm on a mission, man. I'm on a mission to fucking really change 100 lives. You know? Fuck, a million lives. As many as I can change. I think the dog hates walking on the road or something. He always wants to walk on the leaves, or maybe he's smelling something. I don't know. But it's a little warm out here today. I wore my big ass jacket too. So of course I'm burning up. I unzipped this thing. It's a beautiful day today, though. It was raining and shit yesterday, bad as fuck. Yeah, it was fucking like pouring the fuck down, super black. Like at like 2 o'clock, it was dark outside. It's fucking insane. And then today it's like 60 something degrees. Sun's beating down. Who the fuck expected that? You know, it is what it is. But yeah, man, I'm just gonna have to go get me a fucking haircut. Haven't had a haircut in like a month, bro. I've just been roughing it, grinding. Haven't even really left the house, bro. Fucking, I just go in. It's like we take a trip, get back, go hard until we take another trip. It's crazy how that shit works like that. Still waiting on my label design. That's another thing. I had a problem with my CBD oil. Had a problem with the label design. Couldn't get that shit right. Couldn't get the label design right. Something, I don't know if it was something to do with the machine or something to do with our actual design. But anyways, it wasn't coming out the colors that we wanted. It wasn't coming out correct. So we're revisioning our label right now. Our oil's already been created. I actually already have a plan set up that is literally, I don't even know how I came up with this idea, man. I literally signed up an Amazon automation client for my first one, like, actually. He knows he's my first. He understands all that. I didn't, you know, trick him and tell him that, like, all of Kyle's and them guys' results are mine or any of that. I let him know that, you know, I was working with them guys. eBay's my thing. This is a blase, but I would like to, you know, have opportunity to try to do Amazon for someone. And he was like, well, let's go. So I gave him a great deal. I took him on, and I'm working with him now, right? So my idea, though, is to sell 6K organic CBD oil on his Amazon store through Amazon FBA, which will actually make my product a prime product. So it will ship free, two-day shipping to all 100 million prime members, right? And I get to actually purchase them from myself first, you know, through my using my client's money, because I'm building his store. We have to have products to build the store. He understands that and all, right? So I let him purchase the products, my CBD oil, from me at an extremely discounted rate, and then send it into Amazon under his account and let it sell on Amazon FBA at retail, and then take in 30% of the store's profits each month. I mean, it's insane. Of course, that's not going to be the only product. And of course, I wouldn't just, you know, buy every single one of my products from myself and do them like that. Of course not. Probably 10 or 20 bottles, send them in, see how they do. Rock with that. And then, of course, I'll be drop shipping on his store and all of this while we're getting his FBA off the ground. Because, you know, once you're locked in with an FBA product, you've purchased this product, it's shipped into Amazon, your money's already spent. But and there's never any telling. You can do all the product research in the world, but you never know that somebody's actually gonna ever buy it. Our product research is pretty intense, and we do a lot of marketing, so we're pretty good at making sure our products get bought, right? But like I said, no one can guarantee it. Well, with that being said, Amazon actually started something called the Early Review Program, which now, they've never allowed this either. Now they actually allow you to give the first 5 customers that purchase your product a $3 gift card for a 5-star review, which puts you at a five review head start of other products that didn't take that opportunity, right? So, I mean, dude, we're ahead of the game for 2020. I'm already in position to go ahead and, you know, have all of my products sold literally the second I get it. Like I said, the only issue right now is that label. That's, like I said, in the process of being worked on right now. There's nothing I can do to really speed that up, because it's just work that's got to be done. Somebody's got to do it. Janae's working hard on it. She's also busy with some other shit, so she can't be, like, full-time on it. So that's understandable. But as far as me, man, I'm still grinding daily. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit back and just wait on my oil. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking still getting it, dude. Every way I can get it. Like I said, the TikTok thing. You know, I'm still on my Facebook thing. I'm still getting it in my podcast, you know? I mean, I'm day trading, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm day trading. You know, like, my buddy, shouts out to Tyler Love. He pulled us in some decent money off the Forex market this week. If any of you guys are interested in trading or anything like that, you definitely need to go find Tyler Love on Facebook. Definitely the guy you want to reach out to as far as that. He handles all that shit for me. I love him to death. He's a great person. You guys probably heard me talk about him like a fucking lot. That's just because, like, he's one of my best friends when it comes to this shit. Got a I got a lot on my plate, man. But it's so great. It's fun. Like I said, I'm having a blast right now. I'm enjoying every bit of it. And that's kind of like, you guys got to find that place for yourself. Like I was saying, find the pillar of content that's good for you. Like I said, TikTok's working. TikTok's working great. You should try it. I really honestly believe that. I believe that you need to try TikTok. Like, you don't know that you suck at TikTok if you never tried TikTok. So give it a swing. See what people think. If all else fails, fucking delete your account or just uninstall the app and never get back on. That's all you gotta do. So easy, man, too. Like, the little editing features, adding the music in, chopping shit up. You can just do pictures, like put pictures together and make a little small video kind of deal. Things like that. That shit's nice. There's just so much you can do. You can slow down the motion, like make some of it slow motion, or it's crazy. Just go check it out, man. I'm telling you, you'll have fun. If nothing else, you'll fucking get some laughs off some videos that other people are posting. But I'm approaching the house. I got a haircut to go get. I got a fucking oil change to go get. And I actually got a meal to go get. I'm a little hungry. But I love each and every one of you guys, man. I hope you take all my information really to heart and fucking use it. Because I take it to heart giving it to you guys. Appreciate you.